I'm looking forward to learning more about the sources that I'm going to deal with and researching that. I started reaching out to a few people. For example, I reached out to
Dr. Edward Curtis,
who's a history professor in Indiana. He happens to have been born in Cairo, Illinois. His ancestry is Lebanese. He did a whole book called Muslims in the Heartland. It's the history of Muslims in the Midwest. He came a few years ago to Springfield. He presented at the Lincoln Museum, and I happened to catch that. I asked him if he'd be willing to give comments, and I'm really excited to speak to him about that, and he said he probably could. I've also been reaching out to members of the Muslim community that have been here the longest that I know of, talking to different segments of the community to see what sorts of things they would like to have covered. I'm trying to think about journalistically and making the program interesting. I know a few people who just have these really colorful stories from talking about growing up. This is like a family who became Muslim. They accepted Islam, but they grew up in the community amongst immigrants who used to, like, Indian and Pakistani immigrants who used to wear a lot of bangles. So she talks about how when she prayed, she used to hear the music of the prayer, which is the bangles clinking and stuff. So she has a very nice way of talking about things and imagery. I'm looking for those kinds of diverse and rich perspectives to include so people can get a picture, because this is radio, what it's like growing up in Springfield as a Muslim in the past and also in the present. And Hafsa's probably a better person to talk about the present and her friends.
I'm mostly thinking that with the topics we're gonna do for different episodes, I'm gonna talk about how, like, the youth in our community in Springfield tend to see certain things, like the way it affects us or how it's a little different be for other generations in our community. I'm definitely excited to learn more from people about the past of the Muslim community. I've known a little bit of it from some elders in our community that I've talked to, and my grandparents actually lived here in the 70s. Yeah. I've learned a little bit from them as they helped develop the community in Springfield, but I'm excited to hear all the different perspectives that we get to learn from.
People are excited. They have a lot of questions. You see them thinking about, oh, like, what is she going to talk about? And I always ask them, like, what do you think I should include? So you see them really thinking about it. They're really looking forward to it and kind of processing what sorts of things they could recommend to me. Going back to what's going on currently, January is Muslim Heritage Month in Illinois. It started back in 2021 when the governor declared it as a historic month. We've been celebrating that for a few years. We just had two counties, the counties of DuPage and the counties of McLean, that did official proclamation on that. And we had somebody from our Muslim community here in Springfield go to McLean County to receive the proclamation, be part of the ceremony. The people who attended those were actually also part of another group called the Muslim Civic Coalition, which is another source that I'd be interested in interviewing, because they're a big part of our community here in Springfield. They do a lot of advocacy for Muslim, not just Muslim, but they are in coalition with over 80 different non-Muslim community groups as well. They try to do things like pass legislation on making sure different faith communities have their foods available, different institutions. Those are interesting things for me to talk to my students about. I teach Sunday school in my community. I am a teacher as well, but I don't work as a professional teacher right now. I do run the Islamic studies curriculum at the Sunday school. We really try to include community learning as well. That's really another part of the story down the line, showing the connection between the Muslim community and the greater Springfield community, because that's always been something very significant from the history of the community.
I'm hoping to start getting the topics for each episode more planned out, getting to see who we're going to interview and how we're going to talk about everything. I know that I'm meeting up a youth event at our community center this weekend, so hopefully I'm going to talk to a bunch of the youth in our community, see what they want to be heard, keep planning it out.
We appreciate you updating us on where you're at. This is only the second week of this project. Thanks for letting us watch you as you go along.
Thank you. Thank you.